Hello and welcome along to another episode of Fun Kids Meet. This is the podcast where we unite you with amazing, famous people. And we've got a personality from the world of films coming up. But first of all, let me introduce you to my good pal, Connor from Fun Kids. How are we doing, Connor?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I'm excited to hear about your chat with one of the stars from the Addams Family films. Yes, please.
So what's this then? Is this new? Is this a new theme tune that you've brought into the pod? I love it.
That is the theme tune. The Addams Family theme tune. Come on. Surely that's like always in your head.
Yeah, Nick Kroll. This is a good chat, this one, Sean.
And you're going to be chatting to Nick Kroll, who plays Uncle Fester in the brand new Addams Family film.
Yeah, he was a good guy. I think as well, you go into an interview with somebody like this and you already love them a ridiculous amount because he's done so much amazing work. And then you're like, right, you're now part of the Addams Family. I love you even more.
Yeah, exactly. Once you want, and when it's one of like your franchises that you really like, that's always a bonus as well. I remember seeing film stars that I like get involved with the Sonic film and being like, my love for you has grown tenfold.
Yeah, he was so good. My love for him as well when I left the interview was even more so. He was a great, great guy. Really great guy.
Did you manage to catch the film?
I did catch the film. Yeah, I was a big, big fan of number two. Big fan of number two. It's always hard, isn't it, with a film like Addams Family, because it's got such a huge reputation as being one of the greats. So when you see remakes or you have like a number two, number three, number four, you're always like, what's this going to be like?
Are they going to do this justice? That's always the thing in your soul, isn't it?
Absolutely, but they went above and beyond with this. Absolutely smashed it. Huge fan.
Brilliant stuff. Right, so it's the Fun Kids Meets Bingo part of the podcast, which is where I try to guess things that you may have chatted to your guest about before we sit down and enjoy the conversation. I'm just going to go rogue with these, Connor, because I know you're a bit of a maverick. You're a rogue guy. And this is a spooky interview, so I've gone for some out there guesses, which if they're not in the interview, I'm just going to chat about you after, so everybody wins.
Okay. Right?
So, three things I'm going to guess are spooky family members, like if you've got any spooky family members. I'm going to also wonder whether you guys chat about your favourite real-life haunted houses. You know, everyone's had that sort of haunted house around them, which was always rumoured to be full of ghosts when they were kids. I wonder if you'd chat about that. And also, pet ghosts. Don't often hear about the pet ghosts.
Usually
your normal ghosts.
So basically, you think that we live a life where we're visiting haunted houses a lot, which is an average day-to-day thing to do, and we have pets that don't exist.
Isn't everybody living in that world, Connor?
I mean, I say this every time I come on this podcast, but you end up giving me bingo ideas that 100% should have done in the actual interview.
Well, let's see if you and Nick are on the wavelength of my quite crazy brain. And let's hear Connor chat to Nick Kroll.
It's Connor from Fun Kids, and I'm joined by Nick Kroll. Nick, how are we?
I'm well, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. You are the star in the brand new Addams Family 2. Listen, some people, believe it or not, haven't seen it and haven't really heard of it. So tell us a little bit about Addams Family 2 for those that maybe don't know much about it.
Well, the Addams Family has been a family that's been in the pop culture for many, many, many years as a cartoon strip and a number of live action movies and a TV show. And this animated movie is the second one. And the Addams Family is a group of truly insane, bizarre, very different people. Each one truly strange, bizarre, dark, and weird in their own way. And together, they make a very tight-knit family. But like any family, they have ups and downs and don't always get along. And so in this film, they go on a road trip together to sort of bond, try to bond. And they're truly creepy and wacky and weird and a super funny group of people.
I feel like it's really relatable for everybody as well, because kind of all families are a little bit like that. We're all weird and wonderful in our own ways, aren't we?
It truly, I think, and as strange in particular as this family is, it is a perfect encapsulation that every family is weird and every family finds the outside world strange and then also looks at each other and said like, well, they're my brother, my father, my sister, mother or grandfather is as weird as anybody else.
Yeah, of course. It must have been such a privilege to be asked and be involved in a film like this. It's got so much history. The name Addams Family, it's a household name. Everybody's heard of the Addams Family. What a moment for yourself.
Yeah, I grew up watching these all the different versions of the TV show and the Addams Family Values in the 90s. So anytime you get to be a part of something that with as long and rich a legacy as the Addams Family is terrific. And then being able to perform alongside like Oscar Isaac and Charlize Theron and Chloe Grace Moritz and of course the most important of all, Snoop Dogg. I mean, what more could you ask for?
So cool. Look, I don't want to tease too much. I don't want to give away too much. But at the start of the film, Wednesday, your niece, you play Uncle Fester, gives you some octopus DNA to try and make Fester a little bit more intelligent, okay? So I've got a question for you, Nick. If you could take a personality trait from any other animal in the world other than an octopus, what would it be and why?
Oh, well, I was going to say, having watched The Octopus Teacher, I feel like it's a good one because they're clearly super intelligent animals. You know, I've historically, I'm weirdly obsessed with raccoons. And they're very funny little animals. They're resilient. They will eat anything that's put in front of them. They will find food they can, you know, get inside of like little doggy doors. They'll eat the trash. They're very resilient. So I have a huge affinity for raccoons, and I wouldn't mind being like a seal. I love just like a big fat seal hanging out on a beach tanning and then slippery sliding their way back into the water. Seems like a good life.
There we go. Raccoon meets seal. Nick, thank you so much for coming on to Fun Kids. Great to chat. And we'll hopefully see you soon. Good luck with the film.
Thanks, Connor.
You weren't lying, Connor. He was an excellent man, as they always are on Fun Kids Meets. They're always excellent people.
Yeah, he was an excellent guy. Also, as well, I do love his character name, Uncle Fester. Such a nonsense and great name, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I'd love to play a part like that. Uncle Fester.
I think Uncle Fester might be my favourite Addams Family character. It's just, he's like my spirit child, I think.
Yeah, I wasn't lying. I was showing him all the love on the interview, but I was showing him real love, you know, because I did love his role in it. He was one of the best parts. I wasn't just saying it because he was actually on a call with me. I was saying it because he really is great.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Fester, definitely one of the best Addams Family characters. So let's go through the bingo because, let's face it, it was an all-round miss. Although, actually, do you know what? Spooky family members, I guess Uncle Fester counts out, he is a spooky family member. He might not be your family. Who's the spookiest member of your family, Connor?
Oh, do you know what? The spookiest member of my family, I think it's got to be my nan. You know, like she's, I love her lots, but yeah, sometimes she can be quite spooky. She's kind of, her eyesight isn't the best anymore. Her hearing isn't the best. And sometimes she's a little bit off, you know, when you speak and you kind of think, this is a bit spooky, this.
Spooky Connor Nan, I like that. Do you have a favourite haunted house? Do you have a haunted house around?
Favourite haunted house? You know, there's plenty out there. There's many that I've visited over the years. But favourite haunted house? I can't say specifically, no.
I like the haunted house in Disney World. I always found that very enjoyable.
Yeah, there's one local to me in Essex, like an adventure park there that I love.
I thought you just meant you're just your local haunted house. Yeah, I just popped down my local haunted house for a couple of scares.
Although, at the end of the road that I live down, there is a private field. And in the middle of that field is an abandoned house with all, like, barbed wire around it. That is 100% haunted.
Almost certainly. Almost certainly. This is probably the part of the podcast where we say, if there are haunted houses in your area, definitely don't visit them, because we can't be bothered to deal with the emails from the disgruntled parents. And finally, pet ghosts.
Yeah, I mean, this is utter nonsense. Nonsense that I love, Sean. But pet ghosts, I mean, how does that come into your brain? What is it that you get up to with this podcast? Do you sit there just thinking of the most ridiculous scenarios and then think, yeah, they should have definitely asked all the celebrities those questions?
Honestly, I reckon my kitchen was haunted by my goldfish when I was little.
No goldfish?
Joking. Yeah.
Right. Okay. But what can the goldfish do that's going to scare you? It's a goldfish.
Make the tap drip.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You're not... You sure that wasn't maybe a plumbing situation more so than the
essentially? But I think that's all the time we've got for the Fun Kids Meets today. Connor, thanks so much for hanging out, man. It's always a pleasure. And thanks for bringing Uncle Fester along with you.
Cheers, Sean. I do love coming on here. It's like an area of just complete ridiculousness, isn't it?
It is 6 minutes of absolute chaos. We will be back next week with more excellent, famous, wonderful people. So make sure you hit the follow or the subscribe button on whatever device you're listening to this podcast on today. See you later. Bye.
See ya.